And this actual holy, annual holy day now, at Yint time, all the mills used to close at the same time.
Yes.
But now they're all staggered a bit now. They didn't
close the doors.
No, some of them are carry on, like, which is a good idea.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Some folk can fit in their holidays with the members of the family.
That's
really
right.
Yes, because they didn't always get the holidays at the same time.
No.
Well, I reckon, is there a lot of folk away on holiday with the
Couldn't say, like,
it's difficult to tell in the street, you can, isn't it? That the street seems busy.
No.
We say the street, we're talking about the High Street.
The Oor Street's a grand street. If you go on the long High Street and nobody speaks to you, you're a real stranger.
Oh, aye.
Because they say, hello. I know a lady that come from South Africa, and she was sitting in the garden, she can opposite the horse yonder.
Oh, aye, Trinity.
And she says to her, what's all that folk? Every now and again, stopping, speaking to another, because that's hike.
Oh, aye.
I mean, of course, it'd be the same in other tunes, like, but everybody. What's all this stopping in?
Yes.
In the cities, of course, that everybody walks past. And
that's right.
Nobody speaks to you, and hikers, no, like that.
Aye. Well, who did ken, more or less, if he didn't ken the person, he kent the face, or he kent a name.
And he ken about them enough.
And he ken about them. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he ken about them. But nothing wrong with being kent about.
Well, it's not a bad thing, either. Because I mind when my dad was getting on in years. He died when he was 92. And there was one morning, I got a phone call from a neighbour across the way. And she says, Marge, I thought I'd let you ken. This was after 11 o'clock. I thought I'd let you ken that your dad's curtains hadn't been pulled this morning. Mm-hmm. So I popped away down to see if he was all right. Mm-hmm. And he was just getting up at that time. Mm-hmm. But that was a neighbour. Being neighbourly.
That's right.
And watching.
Yeah. Oh, aye.
Yes. It wasn't a nosiness.
No.
It's being neighbourly. And that's nice. Mind, that's kind of dying out. Because there's like a lot of movement in hoosies.
But then again,
Marge,
when we were young, everybody lived up closes.
Oh, aye.
I mean, and with close, I lived there with 10 families in it.
Aye, okay. Yes.
And you had cellars and all, like.
That's right.
And they would fry toilets for the whole,
aye.
For about kind of 30 or 40 folk.
That's true, you can't
oh,
really.
That's true.
Is that up Dixon Street?
Up Dixon Street.
Aye, yes.
Oh, aye.
I've heard Viv Sharp talk about that.
Oh, aye, well, Viv just lived a door up from Ireland.
Yes,
like.
Yes, aye. Just
lived a door up from Ireland.
Yes, aye. There weren't many houses with bathrooms in the days.
Oh, no bathrooms. You got the bath in the fire.
But that's right.
Where's
Friday
Thomas?
Night.
Where's first?
Friday night's bath night. Three kettles in the home.
That's right. That's right.
A local poem in the gas ring. Just a very job. That's a local poem, though.
That's right. Aye. Oh, aye.
Yes. Aye, you had a tin bath. It was kept under the bed, wasn't it?
Oh, everything in our house goes underneath the bed.
Aye, that's right.
Bed brushes and clays for the washing.
I blow the kitchen bed.
That's right.
Folks say the kitchen. I'm thinking of a kitchen, you know, but a kitchen in Hoyk was the living room, come bedroom, come everything else, wasn't
that's
it?
Right.
Yes, aye. I mean, housing in Hoyk at the end time was terrible, about it.
We've improved a lot, like,
yes. When they started building council houses, it helped a lot, didn't it? I mean, when Bob and I got married, that's 57 years, come next week, actually. Yes, that's staying power for your mind, isn't it? But who couldn't get a house?
I never had a bathroom until I went to Burnfoot.
Eh?
I was never in a bathroom
to Burnfoot. No, that's right. Well, I mean, I was 17 years old when I moved to Moat Crescent. Mm. I lived in Dermalogic Place in an old property that Disney stone. It was a damp house, a really damp house. Mm-hmm. It's now a plumber's yard,
right.
Human tea.
Oh,
they've got the place now. It's quite appropriate that there should be plumbers.
There are shared toilets.
That's right, the whole building. We used to need to go out into the street, along the street in the cobbled pavement, and up the close and round the back door for the
daily news. The daily newspaper for toilet paper.
Cut into squares. Hung up in a piece of string.
That's right.
Well, I know toilet round the back door lavatories. Mm-hmm. We got it there. And in the winter time, the snow used to blow under the door, and my dad used to put a candle under the pipe.
That's right.
You can't just for frost, you can't save it a bit. And I mind when I opened the door and the candles, I used to think, oh, isn't it cosy?